It is a little before 2. This is KLOS Los Angeles. We have Christina and Jim are the next two calls. We'll take them in a moment. Let me make a point or two clear to anyone willing to listen. If you have been lured into the discussion slash debate over immigration, and you find yourself saying things that are very emotional, such as, they shouldn't be here, we have laws, or you find yourself really focusing on this issue as if this is an issue, let me clarify a few things for you. If you've let yourself fall into this issue, you've really missed the point. Now, I'll try to say this in a balanced and fair way. If you ideologically disagree with me, let it go for a minute. We all want the same things. Since the beginning of time, there have been entities that have a vested interest in attempting to control the masses. Groups of people that somehow want to call the shots. Now, here we are in the year 2006, and somehow in the last few months, this immigration issue has heated up. We were placed on this earth in part to use our brains. So I invite you to begin to use them. This is not the real issue, but this is another emotionally laden issue that people in positions of authority know will keep us separate, will keep us bickering and arguing back and forth when some of the real issues at hand are ignored. We're in a war right now in the Middle East. Many of the blue-collar jobs and jobs alike are being farmed out overseas. The United States of America doesn't exist anymore. We have a corporate structure that really honestly doesn't give one rip about you. You know how it's gotten that way? Because you and I have let it get that way. We supposedly exist in a country, we call it a democratic nation or a Christian nation, all these labels. We don't have much of a clue. We've got people in positions of authority that potentially have broken the law, but we don't do anything about it. We argue things like, well, somehow if you're not here legally, you should go back. How many people are waiting right now in this country that have gone through the process for years and years and years that still can't be granted legal citizenry for a lot of reasons? Post 9/11 Homeland Security Patriot Act? Are you kidding me that you don't realize this stuff? That the arguing and bickering back and forth is, again, a perfectly placed pawn on this chessboard by people in positions of authority that know people masquerading as human beings like us will argue back and forth. Well, isn't that convenient? Why don't we focus 1/100th of our energy in our outrage In number one, finding out what this country was founded on. Most people don't even know. But again, we pump up our chests and talk about pride and America and someone's invading our country. Oh, give me a break. Our founding forefathers are turning over in their grave, seeing what's being done to this country. We have an administration right now that has changed so many laws on the books that has snubbed their nose to the world. And you know why they do it? Because they can get away with it. They know we'll argue about things like immigration or abortion rights or gay issues. Oh, we're just so outraged. Two people of the same gender might have sex. Oh, that's ungodlike. Don't you get it? It's so clear. Tomorrow or today's a national day of protest, and oh, we're just outraged. My boss is going to fire you if you don't go to work, and oh, it's just so outrageous, or they have no right to fly that Mexican flag, and oh, I'm just so outraged. You don't have a clue. You don't have a clue. America doesn't exist anymore. We've let it go. We've given up our rights. Oh, please make me feel safe from the big bad terrorists. Sure, wiretap my phones illegally. I won't say anything. Are you kidding me? Sure, I'll let my sons and daughters go off, and if they get killed in the name of supposedly freedom, I'm okay with that. Are you kidding me? When are we going to wake up? Again, since the beginning of time, it's always been about dividing people. Take responsibility for your life. It won't exist anymore. People can't make you do anything. People can't make you feel anything. People can make you feel fear. How much fear has been trumped up the last 4 or 5 years since 9/11 by people in positions of authority? Sure, I'll give up more of my rights. Are you kidding me? This is a reflection of us. This is the universe saying, here's another example, another opportunity to get it. But see, we get outraged. We get our emotions whipped up. Somebody, you know, throws a little bit out there and we're outraged. Abortion, there's another one. And this immigration issue is just another Trump card. Played brilliantly by the people in positions of authority. And here we are arguing over it. Projecting our self-hatred outwards. Our madness, our insanity is being exploited. You want to talk about being exploited? Please, do it to me. Here's an email I just got. Try this one on for size. All you people that are just so outraged about the illegals coming across, and here's one for you. Frank, listening to your show but can't get through. I have a good friend that is from England. She's been here for over 10 years now, working, paying taxes, owns a home. Her application for a permanent resident green card was put in 3 to 4 years ago before 9/11. 3 to 4 years before 9/11. Since 9/11, the Department of Homeland Security, who now runs the INS, has put a monkey wrench in all these poor people's applications and put their lives in turmoil. She has a good job, has excellent sponsors, and a good immigration attorney, but to no avail. Her husband is from New Zealand. He works as an editor at DreamWorks Pictures for Steven Spielberg. He has his passport stolen while they were on a trip to London about 2 years ago. Even with copies and valid visa from the United States, he had to go back to get his visa reissued in New Zealand, even though his passport was replaced by the New Zealand consulate in London. It took him over 9 to 10 months in New Zealand and a ton of money to lawyers in New Zealand before he could get his valid U.S. visa reissued in his replacement passport. He also missed about a year of work and put his home and wife in serious financial hardship. How do these abuses of power by the Department of Homeland Security make us safer and protect us? And as for the so-called Patriot Act, how much longer will the sheep in Washington, D.C. continue to rubber stamp this abuse of constitutional rights before we will stand up and stop them? Amen. Now, I guess this woman should go back to England, right? She's here illegally. She's going through the process. And how many years later? 6, 7, 8 years, she still hasn't been granted U.S. citizenry. Don't you get it? And then these very same people are now talking about work visa programs. We've lost our government, and we don't care to try to get it back. We just want to rant and rave about emotional issues. And here's another thing about the flag. Remember after the first Gulf War, everybody had their flags on their cars and, oh, we're so patriotic. Or after the most recent one, people putting flags outside. A good deal of people don't have any respect for that flag. You don't fly a flag after sundown. You don't let the flag touch the ground. When the flag becomes frayed, you give it back. There are places you can give back where they can respectfully destroy it. Hell, Boy Scouts know these things. But, oh, we're so outraged. I got an email. Some Mexican kids turned a flag upside down and ran it up the post. We're just outraged. It's called a country in distress. Oh, they're Mexican flags up. We're just outraged. It's a piece of cloth. Symbolic of what? 50 United States? We're not united on anything. There's a large group of people that are united if somehow you believe their God that says all of these things that, well, if you don't go along with that, again, you've got to be kidding me if you don't get this. Josh even said before work tonight with the protest tomorrow, oh, we're going to get a lot of immigration calls. I knew we would. This isn't even an issue. This is not an issue. And we make it an issue. The law. We have such respect for the law. Ann was talking earlier about the law. How many laws have been changed since this administration has been in power? How many laws are circumvented by them? They don't even bother to live to the rule of the law. This wiretap issue. Yeah, you keep putting gas in your car at $3+ a gallon, and you hear about how corporations are making billions of dollars in profit for the last quarter, and we'll bitch and moan about that too. We love to bitch and moan. We're such victims. The illegal immigrants are ruining California. Woe is me. For those that come from that mindset, you just don't get it. You'll never get it. You want to be a victim your whole life. Other people are doing it to you. or the illegal or the illegal aliens. They're just doing it to us in California. They're ruining our economy. How much of your hard-earned tax dollars is going to an obscene military budget that, hell, our great-great-grandchildren are going to be paying off because we don't have the guts to stand up and say we're not going to pay for this war? Or how many times has the national debt been raised some more? Could you run a business like that? Can you just keep borrowing on credit? And let's talk about the morality issue. We're such a moral country. Again, gay rights, abortion, or we're just so morally outraged. And look at the company we keep in bed. China's the one that really torques my gourd. This is a country that has very little respect for human rights at all. But we'll get in bed with them because, you know, hell, let's put a McDonald's in Tiananmen Square. We don't care that they execute people for drunk driving. We'll look away, but we're a moral country. It's just unbelievable to me the lack of awareness that we keep churning out, and we'll fight about it. We'll argue about it. And I'll tell you what the bottom line problem is. And I'm not even sure if I'm going to take any more calls tonight. I can only put up and listen to the hate for so long. We had Ken on as a first call. He talked about love. He talked about balance. He talked about many different aspects to a very complex problem. And then next caller, boom, starts spewing it out. I'll tell you what the bottom line to everything is, and I say it so many times. The problem is we inherently are deep entities, but we create these problems for ourselves because we insist on not granting and doing the work to be deep human beings. These are all self-created problems. No one is doing anything to us, not even the entity of the U.S. government. It's a reflection of us doing it to ourselves. Again, the woe is me syndrome. I honestly think the people that signatured the Declaration of Independence, hell, if they knew what was going to happen 200 plus years later, they might not even pen that document. This is a disgrace. Independence. Oh, we know a lot about being independent. We're dependent to our emotions. We're dependent to our feelings. I feel this. I feel really upset. You're making me feel angry. Or how the fear card has been played for the last 5 years. We buy it hook, line, and sinker. When President Bush did the State of the Union address after 9/11 and ran in and raved about Osama bin Laden smoking him out of his hole, we'll get him. We put our flags on our cars. We applauded. We stood proud. The hell are we so proud about? And here it is 5 years later, big mystery. Gee, where's Osama? And what's happened to our rights? It's unbelievable to me. And I'm not that educated of a man. This is not about education. This is about being honest with yourself and doing some soul searching. I'll go back to Ken again. There's nobody different than us. It's all us. We're all part of it. You want to keep being part of the problem? Hey, you got free will. Knock yourself out. You want to keep playing the victim? Oh, it's real popular. Believe me. You want to be part of the solution? Start acting like a human being. Start acting like a human being. Human beings act compassionately. Human beings are intelligent. Human beings know what love is. Human beings help one another. Human beings serve life. All life. We're incarnated in these bodies. We have sacred duties. And what do we do with it? We hate ourselves and then we project it outward on other people, on other beings. And it just goes on. Our Earth Mother, look at the slaughter we do to our Earth Mother. No problem. Right? Let's just keep doing it. If we don't change the way we think fairly quickly here, we're going to be scratched off this earth like a bad case of fleas. And the earth's going to get on just as it's gotten on for a long time. It's not going to be about the Mexicans anymore or any other groups of people, the terrorists. We're all going to be gone. So I'm going to play a song or two here, and we'll see. If you want to keep calling in with hatred and anger, you want to just be normal, we've had the answers since the beginning of time. Other people have said a way out of this madness. Have enough of us chosen that way? Nope. And consciousness is the answer to it all. But it takes work, right? Uh-uh. We're a nation that's so proud. Yeah, let's just keep buying into the old money. If I have a lot of money and I have prestige and status and I look good and I drive a good car, screw the rest of the world. Who cares? I don't care if we exploit most of the resources on the planet. We're only a small part. Screw them. And one of the ones that I'm hearing a lot about now, nuke Iran. Let's just nuke the country, right? Again, if we don't begin to see the larger picture and start changing the way we live our lives, we're not going to be here much longer. Earth Day, save the planet. That's another one. You got to be kidding me. Good intended. Planet's going to be here for a long time. We may not be. We'll continue with more of Impact in a few moments. This is KLOS.